Order this Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Nope.
Now you go.
Tell me when. All right, we'll call to order Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, March 14, 2017. Looking at today's agenda, are there any changes to the agenda? Anyone have anything? All right, we just discussed, we need to have our elections. But I'd like to wait and see if all five of us can get here, and if not, at least, you know, I hate to do this without Jeff here and knowing whether he wants to serve in some capacity or whatever.
I agree.
Okay.
If he's not here, we should nominate him.
That's right.
More work usually works, right?
That's right. All right, no changes to the agenda then. We'll move to the minutes from January 10th. Everyone had a chance to peruse the minutes? Any changes, additions? All in favor of approving the minutes?
So moved and so seconded and all revoked.
All right. Seconded and all approved. No old business today, so we'll move on to new business. Planning and Zoning Variance 17-10 for 398 Lakeshore Drive. Applicant.
Typo, that should be 01, not 10.
Oh, 1701.
1701.
Okay.
Sorry.
For 398 Lakeshore Drive, applicant owner Greg Harper requests relief from Section 78367B to allow a conforming change to a non-conforming structure on a property for which a variance was granted within the previous 12 months. Before we get into this, so I must have misunderstood. I thought you had said earlier that you could not have two variances within 12 months, but you're saying they can't be administrative?
This is specific to the administrative variance, which says that you cannot get an administrative variance on a property for which any kind of variance has been granted within the previous 12 months.
Oh.
But it doesn't say you can't come to the commission for granting. It just says you can't grant it administratively.
So then, okay, I just want to clarify that. Does that mean somebody could come here for a variance every month for a year for, with a different variance?
No. Let me go back. Let me pull up that section and read that for you. At least I don't think they can do that.
Well, I didn't think you could because I thought we had told somebody a couple months ago that they had to consider both at once.
Yes, because again, they were both administrative variances. So if they got the one approved because the other one was also an administrative variance, they were locked into the 12-month period.
Okay.
But it doesn't say anything, as I recall, on the what I call a regular variance.
Well, then I'm assuming we could have told that other person that we could have approved one of them as an administrative variance and then considered the other one as a regular variance a couple months later.
Yeah, but then they would have that would have increased their cost involved in making the applications.
It is confusing. You don't find this little hidden gem under the regular variance. So
right,
if you're
that thing
for regular
is
regular variance, and it said, "Hey, you can't get an administrative variance after this one goes through for 12 months." Then at least somebody could go, "Okay, well, maybe I need to go ahead and put the other thing forward. What I want to do, me." I didn't catch it until we read the little sentence.
Yeah, and we didn't know that your house was non-conforming when we first talked about it.
Yeah,
about 2 feet. Yeah, seven feet, I think is what it was. So we didn't know. Okay, there is not, the only time limit, if you have a variance coming before the Planning and Zoning Commission, if that variance is denied, you cannot come back and make that request for 12 months.
Any kind of request?
No, just that request.
Okay, right.
Yeah, just that request, yeah.
Right.
So you can't make that same request for 12 months. This other one is specific to the administrative variance that says you can't get an administrative variance if any variance has been granted on the property within the previous.
Okay.
So I think it's to prevent a lot of administrative variance requests.
Right. Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. Are you Greg?
Uh-huh.
All right. Would you come up and introduce yourself and state your address and say whatever you would like to say?
Okay, great. I'm Greg Harper, 398 Lakeshore Drive. As the documents say here, I want to put an addition on the back side of my house that is within the ordinances, but my house currently is non-conforming because it's a little closer to the road than it should be. Normally, this would just be a simple administrative variance, but since I got a variance in June before I bought the house to add a boat dock, I have to come here before you guys on this right here. So basically, we're looking to do an addition that's 16 by 28 out the back side. All of the setbacks are within the ordinances. And then we're going to do a little cosmetic work on the front of the house that's not going to change any setbacks or any height restrictions or anything else. So pretty simple addition.
Okay. Any questions for Greg?
No. Actually, this might be one of the easier ones, I think.
Yeah. Any discussion?
Any further discussion?
No, not for me. I mean, I think it's... Go ahead.
All right.
Seems okay to me.
Yep. Your motion?
So moved. To accept.
Second.
All right. All approved?
Aye.
All in favor, I should say. Aye. All right. It's unanimous. It's approved.
All right.
It was easy.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow with the building permits. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
My wife is anxious as you can imagine.
Very nice dock you're building, by the way.
Excuse me?
Very nice dock you built.
Well, thanks. It took me a long time, but I finally got it. And it's not obtrusive, you know? It's right on the shore. So
yeah, looks good.
Take care, guys.
Looks good. Yeah. No more new business. Move on to citizen comments. We have no citizens to make any comments. Discussion session. Anything anyone would like to discuss at this point?
Just a big thank you for starting at 7:15.
I do not have any applications for you to consider in April. So.
Okay.
Would you add some thoughts about the election process?
Let's adjourn this and then we can talk about that. I don't think that's necessarily appropriate for this. Do you think it is? Well, we can talk about...
If any decisions are being made, then you would want to stay in session. So.
No, so it's basically just determining the chair of the commission and a vice chair. And do we do anything else other than that? Just chair and vice chair.
Yeah.
Just the vice chair to take over when the chair can't be here. It's a pretty insignificant job, really. Yeah. Although... You know, certainly a lot more pressure. There was a lot more pressure on me on a couple of those administrative variances than there is when you're sitting here in front of five. Because you're trying to figure out, you know, you don't want to be God. And there were a couple times in there where I felt like this just feels like it's too much for one person to decide. So, but.
You used your godlike powers quite well, Dan.
By passing, you know.
Yeah, other than presiding at the meetings, that's the primary duty of the chairperson is to handle administrative variances.
And what's the term run?
Just a year.
Not calendar year, though?
Well, it's supposed to be a calendar year.
Oh, yeah, okay. But since we don't have a meeting every month,
gotcha.
You know, we've only been averaging about four or five per year several years. So
I would suggest that we've kind of I think correctly so, devolved to the zoning part of the P&Z part of the function. Planning, you know, I would suggest that maybe the chair and vice chair would set a kind of an agenda of, you know, over the next year or two, let's say we want to kind of look at this for the city for the next, you know. So maybe setting an agenda would be kind of an informal function of the chair and vice chair. We haven't had that many pressing issues, and things seem to be going smoothly. You know, still in the back of my mind, I'd like to deal with aging in place.
Yeah,
would be like the biggest thing that I would like to tackle. But I just haven't had energy, quite frankly.
What we've done a really poor job of, in my opinion, is we all have some ideas of some things we'd like to start or to at least get the discussion rolling on, like aging in place and some of the ordinances we have. And I don't know if you guys are like me, it's easy to just go home and kind of forget about this stuff until we get the next email from Pat saying it's time to go. So yeah, it would be good if we could push each other to incorporate that in one of these meetings, especially one where we know all five are going to be here. And where no one's got time constraints, like I have to head to the airport right now. Mm-hmm. So
you
need to leave, yeah.
Okay, in that case.
Yeah. So, but we should do that. I mean, I just keep thinking, okay, we'll do it next meeting, and we'll do it next meeting. And it never happens.
So my suggestion maybe, and I'll, because I'm lazy, I'm just a board member now, I would suggest that the next time we do have an application to send out the materials, maybe kind of a quick round robin email. Are we all going to be here? Do we want to start tackling this theme?
You know, that's a good idea.
All right, put that we'll on do that. To-do list.
Yep, that'll be on my to-do list.
All right.
And do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
And I have not forgotten about your question about whether we could get together and kind of talk about some stuff. Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. So
thank you. I would too.
Life is
doing all right.
A little bit in the way right now.
Actually, surprisingly so.
Pouring out tonight. You know,